Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family, a personal altar every day before you do any other thing. Then join us on the YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram and TikTok, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time for the prayer hub. TPGF members and listeners in other clans with time differentials that can join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, should please do so. But if you cannot, whenever you wake up where you are, listen to this audio ministration first, then join us on YouTube, Facebook for the prayer hub. Welcome also to Thursday, the seventh day this month. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive today's prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. This is your day, the seventh day in the month. The seventh day spiritually and scripturally, it represents completion, rest, perfection, and divine blessings. Now lay your right hand on your bosom to receive this prayer. Every unfinished matter in your life shall be brought to completion this season. You shall enter your divine rest. Every delayed promise and hanging blessing for you will drop in few days. Every storm around you is calmed. I have an urge in my heart today to pray specifically for this group of people. God said he wants to show them mercy. Listen carefully to see if it concerns you or any of your loved ones so you can stand in the gap for them. Number one, you are always broke. Before the end of the month, you have finished your salary. It's never enough. Number two, borrowers. You live on borrowing to be able to live and do things. Number three, dependency on others. You depend on people for your survival. You are always praying and hoping that people will give you something before you can do things. Number four, people always come to you to take. You give as much as you can, but no one really give back to you. Always giving out, but not receiving in return. Number five, you pay your tithe, you sow your seed, all the sacrificial seed as much as you can, but things remain the same financially. No testimony, no change. If any of these describe you or your loved ones, put your two hands on your bosom and let me pray. This narration is changed for you this day. The yoke is broken. No borrowing to live, looking up to others to feed, getting broke all the time. Now, that comes to an end today. You give out, but nobody, you are not receiving. You pay tithe and sow seed, no testimony. That also is changed now. Fresh air of mercy, abundant supply, and testimonies start blowing around your direction now. Say, amen, I receive it. Yes, something has snapped now. Receive it. When things begin to happen differently, positively, share your testimonies with us here. Right? May 7th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall mark this day yearly in good health, in prosperity and power. You are blessed. You will live to a very good old age of 120 years. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's move to teachings. First one today. Good morning, our hard-working daddy. Please, daddy, do not be angry for this question I'm about to ask, because I'm not a new member, but a friend is asking me whether she should pay tithe from shares and rent from her properties. Thank you, daddy. Wow. Let me say this here today. I can never and will never be angry at whatever question or comment anyone may make on Turning Point. This is a learning platform, and God has also prepared me for this assignment for years. This is my 54th year as a born-again Christian, born-again experience, and 36 years of hosting Turning Point, first on radio across Nigeria, and now on social media across the world. You need to see or read some of the negative comments some people sent to me here. All a hurting criticism on some of the teachings, especially as it comes to tithing and seed sowing, even when I say repeatedly that it is voluntary for those whose faith and understanding of God's word connects to it, they will say, why do you mention it daily? Why say 5 or 7 people? What of if more than 5 or 7 people will do it? Doesn't that look like a lie on marriage? They will say, a woman whose life is being threatened, you are asking she will leave the toxic marriage. What God has joined together is what the Bible says, as long as that man is still alive. Well, I read all these things, I smile and pray. For over 26 years, I've told you before on this platform, I shied away from talking about tithing or asking anyone to give. You know, I am from the old stock or old block of believers. So I know where such people are coming from. I am not and I will never be angry at any comment at all. And I don't shy away from answering any question, no matter how controversial it may look. One thing makes me glad, however, those who wants to learn are learning. Testimonies are daily pouring in. People whose understanding, whose result are changing and growing as a result of this platform. That makes me happy. Now to your question on tithe. Tithe is on new earnings, the new income, new profit. So dividends from shares and rent on properties are new earnings. Tithe should be paid on them. Next, good morning, our beloved daddy. I'm in the UK and looking forward to your visit. We missed you last year. But daddy, because of work schedule, can you please let us know the times of both days so we can plan? Manchester is out of London. I need to plan. God bless you, daddy. Wow. You make me happy reading this from United Kingdom. I hope this is the mind of all TPJ members in UK and Europe. Yes, Manchester is outside London. All TPGF in UK, in Europe, I want to meet you, minister, and pray with you. This 2 days conference is Friday, June 19, 5 p.m., and Saturday, June 20, from 10 a.m. More announcements and hypes will be made in the coming days. Please chat with Pastor Deola on 074-111-28401 or Pastor Franklin on 079-178-97088. They are there with you in UK. They are part of the committee arranging it. They will answer all your questions. Please plan your work. Take Friday and Saturdays off. Book your hotel and make arrangement for your transport. Seeing all TPJ members in UK, Europe, all in London, outside London, let's meet in Manchester, June 19 and 20. I'll be coming with a lot of things. Next, we are not getting message again in the morning after following all the procedures. Even Telegram is not timely anymore. What's happening, sir? Good morning. Wow. You mean Telegram is not delivering? What of the TPGF channel I ask you to connect to? Wow. This is news to me and it's painful. Well, our media director himself is hearing this. So action will be taken. One instruction I have given up before, however, is that any day the message is not coming on time, it will probably due to the network. Then send a chat to a TPGF members you know, especially those that you have also encouraged to join and they have joined. Ask them to rebroadcast theirs to you and do so daily every morning until you ask them to stop when your own has been rectified. Let no one miss these messages daily. You never can tell the day when your own specific message and word will come. AY, please look into this. Send a message to your line manager if you're having a problem on this, or directly to our media director on +234-803-232-2276. They will seek it out for you. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Great Prayer Mountain Service Day, in Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Olobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo, and Mararaba centers. Two services we hold in all the centers today, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Prayer focus today is pulling down strongholds. Arrive early. Connect online from all over the world. It will be live stream. Anointing oil for the month of May shall be given out to all in attendance free. Also, the anointed mantle. Come for yours today in all the centers. Pay your tithe faithfully. Sow your seed, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, and the seed of 5555, 55,555 naira, 55 kobo, or 5,555 naira, 55 kobo, or 555 naira, 55 kobo, depending on the level and the capacity. All in the diaspora, do the same where you are. I invite all my listeners to the 2 days conference that will be holding in Abeokuta, Ogun State, at the Baptist Convention Hall, opposite Technical College, Idiaba, Abeokuta. Date, Friday, May 22, 4 p.m., Saturday, May 23, 9 a.m. Our music minister for this conference in Abeokuta is Minister Tope Alabi. All TPJ members all over Nigeria, across the world, that have your people in Abeokuta, encourage them to attend. Two telephone numbers to call for more information on the Abeokuta conference. 0802-322-1646. 0817-00-84869. Do so now. I pray for everyone connected today and every day. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.